Hey guys, welcome to our next episode of The Hum. We're a small agency here.
Yes.
Which means we wear lots of hats. It's we're definitely not defined roles, right? So it's a lot of overlap of helping each other out and kind of getting stuff done. And because of that, we get pretty stressed out.
Yeah, we pick up pieces for each other, for the company, but then we also sort of forget to pick up our personal pieces, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like making sure that we're okay mentally, health-wise, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and it's obviously not just a small business, you know, corporate's got things too that everybody gets stressed and burnt out and especially just in the U.S., we just work so heavily here.
Yeah.
It's really hard to separate, especially digital stuff, separate, you know, work, non-work life. So we thought we'd kind of go through a few tips that we're going to try to utilize for ourselves
yeah.
to de-stress a little bit. And hopefully you guys will get some tips out of this too. So we have 5 things to help you de-stress and kind of recenter at work. So the first one's taking naps or just sleeping better, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know how important sleep is to us, and when you're stressing, it's hard to go to sleep because you're just waking up constantly thinking about those things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important, you know, on those weekends or whatever, if you have the chance to kind of just take a moment, rest for a little bit, even if it's a little power nap, just those things to help recharge the batteries a little bit.
Yeah, and even if you can't nap, like I can't, there are actually people out there. Going to bed half an hour earlier than you usually would is really helpful, just because you can't take a power nap after work, either because your body can't or you just don't have the time to fit that into your schedule. Even like 30 to 45 minutes before your usual bedtime is key to getting a restful sleep.
Yeah, that's a good tip. One of the things is just learning to relax and kind of enjoy some of the things you maybe don't leave time to do. You know, listening to your own music or something.
What are you listening to?
You know, our workplace here, we've got Sonos going and stuff, and that keeps it fun and kind of loose to everything. But a lot of times you're listening to shared other people's music, which is fine. But maybe when you're a little more stressed, you get annoyed by certain songs that come on, or you just want to kind of zone out and get into your own stuff. Everybody's got their own hobbies that kind of can find just to kind of step away. But that's kind of one way to.
Yeah, that's like during the work day.
Mm-hmm.
I guess after work is just putting the phone away, putting anything that could be connected to work in any way out of your mind for an hour at least, just so that, you know, dedicate your time to yourself, to eating if you don't eat during the day because work is so busy. It's like make a nice meal, treat yourself, go out to eat. Little things like that that change up the routine will help the next day at work.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can definitely feel like you're in a grind if it's just the same thing. Go to bed late, you're still tired, you know, you wake up same time, go to work, you probably, yeah, it's just kind of, you get stuck and I feel like it's endless.
Mm-hmm.
Just breaking up kind of, shakes things up, makes it interesting. So another thing is kind of go off eating a little bit is maybe try to find healthy snacks that you enjoy.
Less granola bar.
Sometimes just being in the office or making easy lunches and stuff, you're kind of just snacking on junk food all the day, which definitely mm-hmm. brings energy down after that sugar rush kind of, you know, leaves you.
Yeah.
So I think it's just like a quick way of just, packing nuts or, you know, things that can kind of give you a little protein,
cuties.
A little energy. Cuties, yep, that's a favorite.
If you're listening,
here.
Cuties, we would love some in the office.
Feel free to sponsor the Hum Show. That'd be great. Another thing, too, I think, is about journaling.
Hey, can I borrow your pen for a second? Thank you.
Yeah.
Being able to kind of sit down and reflect on your own thoughts, right? It's not just from one screen to another, just click, keep going, moving, thinking about client to client.
Yeah, you can take a break during the day instead of writing something down that could be easily written down on a notepad on the computer. Take that off into just a piece of paper and break it down.
Yeah.
Sometimes visualizing it does help. It might ease you, it might stress you out more. But just the motions of using other body parts will you know, relax you in a way.
Yeah, definitely get those ice off the screen. That's a good way to kind of do it. Yeah, for sure. So our last one here is talking to your supervisor and having open discussions.
Hey guys, what you up to?
You know, every business, they're running on making sure their employees are happy and productive so they continue to do good work. And when our employees are in stress, they're gonna, you know, obviously be annoyed more, maybe not work as hard. It's just the human body breaking down. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, you're overwhelmed and you can't work as efficiently. So I think a lot of times talking to that supervisor and just sharing your thoughts, being open, that what's going on. And if you've got a good boss, they're willing to listen and try to find out ways to mitigate stress and help you out. Maybe encourage you to take a vacation if you haven't, you know, you're working so much, not taking your days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Having a stress ball on your desk might be another option if that's if it's not attainable to talk to a supervisor or a manager. It's one way to sort of relieve the stress. Mm-hmm. You can also talk to people outside of work that are a neutral party, that'll just be a listening ear to hear you vent or anything. Just getting it out of your system would really benefit, even if you know the changes can't be made or you're going through a hierarchy.
Yeah.
It helps sometimes to just vent it.
At least someone's listening to you, someone's hearing you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Five little tips just to kind of, you know, think about staying out of that routine all the time and taking time for yourself and kind of trying to recharge as best you can. And it really helps if you love what you do. You know, everybody's got to work, but if you can find something that you love to do, and definitely helps. Yeah. So thanks for watching, guys.
Yeah. If you have any tips, anything that you do that could also help for other people, that'd be great. You can leave them in the comments.
That'd be really cool to see. Please share.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Thanks so much, guys. Give us a thumbs up.